Here is this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said Sunday he has reached the donor threshold necessary to participate in Wednesday's Republican presidential primary debate. Hutchinson's campaign said it submitted nearly 42,000 unique donors to be verified by the Republican National Committee. Hutchinson will join several other candidates on Wednesday in Milwaukee. Data shows that the Arkansas unemployment rate remained stable in July. Arkansas Division of Workforce Services officials said the state's unemployment rate remained at 2.6% from June to July. Crystal Bridges Museum officials announced that a $7 million grant from the Walmart Foundation will ensure free general admission for visitors through at least 2028. The funding will also support operations at the Momentary, a Crystal Bridges satellite featuring contemporary arts and an entertainment venue. Both sites are in Bentonville. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Kelly Conley.
Every player on the football team has an important job so the team can reach its goal and success. Join our team at Lexicon right now and we'll help you reach your goals and success. Lexicon offers free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University. We also offer competitive pay, a great healthcare plan, paid vacation, a sweet 401k plan, and more. Find out more at lexicon-inc.com/football.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.